This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You got your swing states in this election, the various battlegrounds upon which the White House rests. You've also got, in greater numbers than normal this year, swing voters, swing demographics, if you will, groups that are in part or in whole up for grabs. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has this look at one of those groups, an unusual one at that, white college-educated men.
We're talking about voters like Duke Burgess.
I don't know what I'm going to do for the president. There's just nobody to vote for.
He's walking across a parking lot in downtown Leesburg, Virginia. From North Carolina, college degree, he's an IT consultant, traveling on business, usually votes Republican. I ask him, so what are you going to do?
I find myself having to vote for the lesser of the evils, and I'm just sick of it, that our politicians are so corrupt that I can't trust any of them.
Duke Burgess is squarely in the new swing state, not as in the United States, but a state of being, white, male, college-educated voters who can't make up their minds between either major party nominee.
So this is really a year of the neither, right? This is really the year where both choices sort of stink.
That's Cliff Young, president of Ipsos Public Affairs, a polling firm. He says there's always a block of swing voters, but I ask him, the last time there were a bunch of college-educated white men in that group?
At least in my experience, never.
Now, the top issue for this big new swing voting bloc, the economy. They want long-term economic growth and job stability. Another thing about these guys, Donald Trump's stump speeches don't move them.
Trump's message, it's very, very visceral.
This is Charlie Cook with National Journal.
Some people are more open to relatively nuanced arguments and weighing pros and cons, and other voters tend to see things in a more binary way, that something is either good or it's bad.
Cook says the first group of voters, the undecided white men I've been talking about, they aren't moved by that black and white argument. They want more information. Corbin Ayers is one of these guys. He's 24, works for a marketing company in Leesburg. He wants details on trade, foreign policy, from both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Anything that either candidate is saying, I'm like, okay, so how'd you get that conclusion? They're not giving us the facts, they're just giving us opinions.
Ayers says he'd just like to hear the facts. That would help him make up his mind. And there are a lot of Corbin Ayers out there trying to figure out who to vote for. Again, Cliff Young of Ipsos.
So the question is, so like, what is the percent this year of undecideds? It's much larger than in past years.
How much larger? Well, in 2012, 13% of voters were undecided. This year, it's about a quarter of the electorate. A big part of that is this new swing bloc of white men. Young says all this indecision means the election will be even more suspenseful and volatile than usual. In Leesburg, Virginia, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.